Hello and welcome to the Cybersecurity Insider. My name is Igal Behar. Today, I'm going to talk about a few items. There is a huge increase in ransomware attacks. Anything from based on news that I see, there is, again, government bodies came out and others were attacked by ransomware. Last week, an Israeli insurance company called Shieldbit was attacked by a ransomware. And this is something that it's beyond just the ransomware. Also, we can think about extracting information from the network and use it later on for other attacks. And now recently, yesterday, FireEye, the cybersecurity company, it's a well-known company that suffered from an attack. Is the claim on their website by the CEO. He said that the nation state is after them. Now looking from their website, their customers are high profile customers and the attacker might be looking not only to get this information, and many just mentioned, and also in his statement, he said that they are changing their tools and they want to enable their own tools, the detection tools, to detect if somebody is using their tools that were developed in order to do penetration testing. So what's called Red Team. And with those tools, the adversaries that were able to get in will be able to use those tools and say, well, it's not us, it's FireEye that did those tests or those penetration activities. It's a way how to disrupt an investigation of a network breach. However, there's more information to it because now you're attacking the supply chain. And if you attack FireEye and we're able to get in, not only the tools are in danger, customer data is in danger, but not only that, because those adversaries might be looking not only for those pieces of information, but also what kind of intelligence they are collecting, what's their methods of in collecting intelligence, because they're using intelligence to make an informed decisions, whether how to implement security controls or to monitor different activities by their customers. Maybe those pieces of information will help adversaries to know if FireEye actually were able to detect them or other activities that they are doing. So this is kind of where things are really getting complicated. And this is when it comes to a supply chain. You don't want to attack directly your target. You're going to go and attack another entity that has a connection to your primary target. So they won't know that you are going after them. So now they are in the dark. Your target is in the dark. But now you're going to a different target because you want to get to them. So this is, again, this is the supply chain. This is how it's going to be. And this is kind of the trend that we've seen, let's say in 2019, we saw 37 cases out of 69 that were only from a nation state perspective. They're looking for collecting information in order to mount other attacks on another entities. So this is the trend. And if you enjoyed this session, thank you for watching. My name is Igal Behar from the Cybersecurity Insider. Thank you for watching. You can subscribe to the channel, watch other videos, and please put the comments below this video in the comments section. Thank you for watching. Enjoy your rest of your day.